Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, two quick announcements. The first one is August 15th is the deadline for those of you who intend to apply to become certified facilitators for the Wellness Forum. And if you need information on application and requirements, just send me an email at pampopper@msn.com. The second thing is fall semester at the Wellness Forum Institute starts the week of September 9th, and we have the calendar and course offerings together. You can either look at it online or you're welcome to also send me an email and I'll forward the information to you. So to get right down to business, we'll continue our discussion of Peter Gatchi's book. Ridiculous allegations have been made. You know, I said in the beginning of this whole thing that one of Gatchi's statements that I love is that telling the truth is controversial, and boy, if you insist on doing it, people will come after you. That certainly happened to all of us who are in Forks Over Knives, and we've finally been vindicated because, as it turns out, we were right. Same thing I think is true of Gatchi's work. Ultimately, he's right, and hopefully he'll prevail too. But another ridiculous allegation was that Gatchi started his research on mammography with a bias against screening, since he had previously expressed concerns about colon cancer screening in 1997, 2 years before his mammography review was started. But this allegation avoids the issue, which is that the more screening performed on healthy populations, the more likely there is to be harm from overdiagnosis and overtreatment. Concern is not the same as a bias, and the fact remains that at the time Gatchi was asked to do the reviews, the effects of mammography weren't known. He was asked to do the reviews to find out if there was a benefit. The Cochrane Library, after all of this, eventually did publish Gatchi's entire article, complete with harms due to overdiagnosis and overtreatment, after 6 years of political wrangling. According to Gatchi, this was the most high-profile conflict in Cochrane's history. The Lancet's editor-in-chief, Richard Horton, stated, quote, I love this, he says, such paternalism assumes that women cannot decide for themselves whether the available evidence supports or refutes the case for mammography. Discouraging a discussion with women about the evidence for and against mammography is more harmful for women's health, not less. If doctors truly believe that patients should be active partners in making decisions about their health. And Gatchi asks an important question, why haven't women protested about this? But it really is interesting. Everybody's screaming about evidence-based medicine and screaming about the need for patients to be involved in their healthcare. But my gosh, anytime somebody suggests we give patients information in order for them to be involved in their healthcare, more screaming starts from the other side, because if you give people the right information, they won't opt for most of the healthcare that's being offered. The debacle wasn't over, however. Gatchi published his findings on the European Journal of Cancer website, and the paper was removed from the journal's website by John Smith, the editor-in-chief. Now, there are strict rules governing the process for retraction or removal of an article, which weren't followed in this case. Richard Horton came to the rescue again, the guy from The Lancet, stating that editorial abuse was just as serious as research abuse. He published an article in The Lancet on the topic, which is supported by the Committee on Publication Ethics. As it turned out, Smith was pressured by a persistent critic of Gatchi, a guy by the name of Peter Dean, a professor of, interestingly enough, radiology, who wrote numerous articles and letters refuting Gatchi's work but offered no evidence in support of his position. His few references included a paper published by Robert Smith of the American Cancer Society in a yearbook, which is not peer-reviewed. In it, Smith argues that the comparisons for all-cause mortality should not include all women in the trials but only those with breast cancer. This would most certainly skew the data, since the overdiagnosed women in the screen group had excellent prognoses. Meanwhile, advocates for screening like Duffy, Tabor, and Smith got busy publishing articles in support of mammography in journals like Cancer, published by the American Cancer Society, which does not require peer review. So the continuing theme here is, in order to refute Gatchi, they just go for weaker evidence published in lesser journals. When Gatchi and his colleagues wrote a letter to the editor pointing out the errors in one of the articles, the journal at first refused to publish it. The group complained that this was improper, particularly since the American Cancer Society had, as part of its political agenda, the promotion of mammography. They relented and published the letter. So you can see this is quite the political tale. It would make a great novel, but... So tomorrow we'll have the next installment. Have a great day.